We have the incredible privilege of the Shabbos Yom Parshas Kisavo. And amongst the incredible things that happen in the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu gives a fascinating command to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead. Pasuk says this is in Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Beis. V'hayo b'yom asher ta'avru es hayardin ala aretz asher Hashem l'kar lo nosein loch v'akimos l'ch avonim gidol sar ta'avusam besid. Moshe Rabbeinu commands us when we enter into the land of Israel, he wants us to erect a series of large stones. And what's written on those large stones? What's written on those large stones? Torah. Torah. And in fact, Rashi says Torah in all 70 languages. Almost an idea that at the entry, at the border of Eretz Yisrael, Torah is there to teach you that this is a land that is based on Torah. This is a land whose heart beats based on Torah. This is a land whose identity is intertwined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah. You know, I'll tell you, I've often felt this pasuk, you know, when you go to Ben Gurion and you walk into the airport, right before you get to customs, you know, there is that huge mezuzah that's sitting there on the doorpost. It's incredible. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that when you walk into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing you see is the mezuzah. The first thing you see is Torah, because you understand that this is not any ordinary land, but this is a land that is the heart of Am Yisrael. This is the land that is the heart of Torah. This is the land that is the heart of the Ribono Shel Olam. And the pasuk goes on and says, this is in Perek Chaf Zayin, pasuk, chapter 27, verse 8. Dekasavta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah azos be'er heitev. And you shall go ahead and write on these stones, as kol divrei ha'Torah, as all the words of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you going to write on the stones? You're going to write it, again, the entire Torah, be'er heitev. As you just mentioned, Rashi's be'er heitev, well explained, means in all 70 languages. The Chiddush Yarim, the Ger Rebbe, says something so beautiful. He explains that phrase, v'kasavta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah azos. You shall go ahead and write on the stones all of these words of Torah. Listen to the words of the Rebbe. Afilu al avonim efshar lahashpia al yidei divrei Torah. The words of Torah are so strong and so powerful that they could even penetrate stones. You see, a stone is usually something that is impervious to everything else. A stone is a hard surface. Nothing gets through a stone. Nothing breaks a stone except for words of Torah. The kasavta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah hazos. Even on stones, even on rocks, even on slabs of rock, words of Torah could leave their imprint. And I'll say, what an incredible idea. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us to write Torah. In other words, why didn't you say, write it on scrolls and deposit the scrolls at the entrance way of the land? No. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Chiddushim was teaching us an incredible lesson. That Torah could even be inscribed on stone. Or maybe better stated, Torah could even be inscribed on a heart of stone. Sometimes we think that we are unchangeable. Sometimes we think that because of our life circumstances or because of things that we've undergone, we're closed off. We're simply closed off. I'm done. Nothing could really change me. Nothing could really impact me. Nothing could really have an effect on me. And comes on Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, sometimes in life, my heart turns to stone. That happens for so many reasons. Sometimes it's just because of general life apathy. Sometimes it's because of anger. And sometimes it's because that really bad stuff has happened in life. Sometimes even the softest, sweetest heart turns to stone as a result of life circumstances. And you may think that once your heart turns to stone, that's it, you're done. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashas Kisavo, Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Ches, V'chasavta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah azos. You know what you need to do? Just allow the words of Torah to enter your heart. Just allow it. Whether that means that you go and you learn, you go to a shir, you listen online, whatever you do, you dive in with a little bit more kavana. If you just push yourself a little bit to gravitate towards Torah, you will find something amazing. They will imprint on your heart. Not my heart. My heart is a heart of stone. V'chasavta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah hazos. Even on stones, even on a heart of stone, you could imprint, you could write, and you could inscribe Torah. An incredible message of hope. No matter what's happened to us in life, and no matter how many wrong turns we have made, no matter how hardened we have become, internally or externally, just give Torah a chance. Just allow yourself the exposure. Just allow yourself to imbibe the words of Torah. Allow yourself a little bit of learning. Allow yourself a shir. Allow yourself a little bit of melodic tefillah. Just give yourself that exposure, and you will see that it changes you. You will see that the words will sit on your heart. And even if your heart, chas v'shalom, is a heart of stone, those words will become engraved. Those words will become emblazoned. Those words will become part of you. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.